back to World Crisis Radio, Webster Toffoli here in Washington, D.C. Now, we're very happy to be joined by one of our most important leaders in the struggle to maintain the Constitution. This is Phil Berg. Phil Berg has been with us repeatedly since, especially since late August when he first filed his federal lawsuit concerning the disqualification of Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero, and so forth, to be president based on the natural-born citizen clause. And Phil has been on virtually every week since then, so we're glad to welcome him again today. Phil, happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us. Now, we did not have you last week, so you and I talked after the broadcast, but remember, nobody else heard that. So I hope you can give an update on where things stand. And I believe there's some kind of a judicial conference coming up at the Supreme Court?
Actually, there's two conferences coming up.
All right, go ahead.
Our case is having strange effects. For those back in August 21st, I filed an action against Barack Obama stating that he's not natural born. And the more we investigated, the more we're solidly convinced that he is not natural born, that he is really violating the Constitution. And it's really outrageous. I think this is the biggest hoax that ever has been contemplated against the American public in over 230 years. And I'm doing everything in my power to see that the Constitution is followed. I really believe when it all is said and done, certain people should go to jail for this. But I'm hopeful now that the courts will do something. Right now, I have my case was dismissed in the federal court in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. But thereafter, I filed the writ of certiorari to the United States Supreme Court. And they basically have delayed it, but they set it down for conference on my writ for January 9th, 2009. Now, that seems far away, but one aspect which we're thinking is that actually until January 8th, 2009, Barack Obama, even though he has all this stationery and signs that in the office of the president-elect, I mean, it really has gone to his head, or what he's trying to do is he's trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. But until January 9th, he's not president-elect. On November 4th, 2008, he just received more votes than anyone else for the office of president. On December 15th, the electors voted, but until January 8th, and that's when the joint session of Congress meets to count the votes, Barack Obama would not be president-elect. So there's a conference set on our writ for January 9th, and it could be because until that time, really, they wouldn't have any, direct effect on Obama.
There wouldn't be a presumptive president-elect. It's only when they actually count, they open these letters from the 50 states, 51, I guess, with District of Columbia, they count them in the House, and then they have a presumptive, a president-elect presumptive.
That's correct. So I have also filed an application for an injunction to prevent the December 15th vote. Obviously, that wasn't signed, but I also part of that was to prevent the vote on January 8th by the joint session of Congress. Now, that was first turned down by Justice Souter. Then I submitted it to Justice Kennedy. He turned it down, but then I submitted it to Justice Scalia, and he has sent it to the open court, which is an interesting thing on the docket. We're not exactly sure what that means, but also, so the court has it right now, and we don't know if they can do something before a conference, but they've also set a second conference for us for January 16th. And so we think that's based on my injunction, but we're not exactly sure. But we know the case is alive and well in the United States Supreme Court. Part of it has been sent to the court, and there's two conferences set, so we're hoping that the Supreme Court will do what they should do, and that is grant me standing and look into this matter, because it's really outrageous that here we are 7 weeks after the election and no one really knows anything about Obama, and there's more and more evidence that he's not natural born. We definitely think, I think 1,000%, that he was born in Kenya. If he's born in Kenya, he's only naturalized. After the election, they had a national holiday. His birthplace is being honored over in Kenya. We have on our website, which is obamacrimes.com. That's obamacrimes.com. And people should go there. We have a whole new format on that, and we're asking people people to spread it around to other people, and we're also asking for people to make a contribution, because the longer this goes, the more time I'm spending, the more it's costing. But so that's why our website's important. But we're moving ahead on this in many directions. We're asking people right now to write letters to the U.S. Supreme Court. That will be posted, but you have time. What we're asking people to do, the Supreme Court will not take emails, will not take faxes or phone calls, but they will read letters. We understand the justices read letters. So if each one of your listeners would write one letter, they can name all the justices at the top, or one like to the Chief Justice or any other justice with carbon copies to everyone else, then they could make 8 copies of that letter. So you'll total 9 copies. Make an individual envelope to each one of the justices, and then put it into one big manila envelope and send it by regular mail. We have time enough right now. Send it by regular mail. It costs you a couple dollars, and the Supreme Court get it. They'll distribute it to all the justices, and they'll read the letter and tell them how important it is that they should look into, number one, the standing that the case of Berg versus Obama has, and number two, they should really look into the fact, is Obama qualified or not? Because if not, he's violating the U.S. Constitution. So that's what people can do right now.
Phil, I'm just going to try to look up the address of that. In the meantime, let's just, obviously people ought to check this on the Internet, but if you don't have the Internet, let's see if we can name them all. We have Roberts. We have Alito, A-L-I-T-O. We have Thomas. We have Scalia. We have Kennedy. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We have Stephen Breyer.
Yep.
And we've got, who is it, Stevens?
I don't have a list in front of me, so I'm
Stevens.
Not sure.
I'm just trying to tick them off. Anyway, Roberts, Alito, Thomas, Scalia, Ginsburg, Breyer, and John Paul Stevens is still there.
Right, but we'll
let me just see here. Do we have anything in terms of... an address. Maybe if you stay on the people listening to the broadcast, I'll try during the next break to find the address so that you can send
sure,
that right in.
Webster, I'm pretty sure it's 1 First Avenue.
1
First Avenue, I believe it is, Washington,
First,
D.C.
No, I don't think it's going to be that. That doesn't sound like a Washington sound like a Washington address. We don't have avenues here, do we? We have avenues with names, like, you know, New York Avenue or something like this. Let me check it out. Let me ask you, it seems to me that the most rational thing, to begin to get to the bottom of it would be that they would simply subpoena the birth certificate in full, the vault copy. We'll be back in a second if you can stay with us.
Sure can.
Radio. Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is your host, Webster Tupley, in Washington, D.C., and we are on the line with Phil Berg in Philadelphia. Phil, here is the address. It is Justice or Chief Justice, whichever one it is, Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street Northeast, that is N.E. 1 First Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543. The zip is 20543. So once again, Supreme Court of the United States, 1 First Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543. And that's the address. So
that's great.
Get busy out there in radio land.
We will post it on our website, ObamaCrimes.com. Also, like I said, one letter addressed to the Chief Justice, whoever justice you favor, with carbon copies, all the others. Just make 8 copies, make 9 envelopes, put 9 envelopes, and send just to address each justice on each envelope, and then put into one big envelope to the Supreme Court of the United States, and it'll get there. It'll cost you under about a couple of dollars. But it can really be effective telling the Supreme Court how important this is for them to hear this case to follow the U.S. Constitution. Now, one other thing, Webster, we're about to, we got a little delayed with the holidays here. Probably Monday, I thought we'd get it done by today. We're filing another lawsuit against Obama, and that's going to be based on some military personnel. And then we're going to file an action called an interpleader. So I'm giving you a little advanced jump on this. And the interpleader action will basically shift the burden to Obama to make him prove his status. So I am trying, as I promised you months ago, I will do everything in my power to bring the truth forthcoming so that we can enforce our U.S. Constitution. What we're trying to do is to have a peaceful revolution to enforce the U.S. Constitution, because that's the most sacred document in our country. It crosses political lines. It crosses religious lines. It's what people around the world are fighting to establish countries based on our U.S. Constitution, which has lasted 230 years, and we've followed it. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance, in California, is talked about running for president. What does he say? He says, amend the U.S. Constitution. And Barack Obama basically is saying, I don't care about the Constitution. I'm going to walk all over the Constitution. And it's a total disgrace. You know, we have here Barack Obama, an attorney, was head of the Harvard Law Review, practice attorney, also taught constitutional law. And what's going on in his behalf? Nothing. He wants to ignore the Constitution. Like him and his wife, and he wants to change her because Michelle and Barack feel that they should soften it for the Middle East to take out like words like bombs bursting in air. I mean, who is he? You know, he wants to change everything. And you know what? But he's not even legitimate. He's not qualified. It's outrageous. Like I said, even if he was born in Hawaii, he loses his citizenship when he goes to Indonesia and is adopted. And after being adopted there, and Indonesia did not have dual citizenship, after being adopted in Indonesia, coming back to the United States, if he went through immigration, he would be only naturalized, no matter what his status was before. But we really believe he did not go through immigration. We believe he's an illegal alien. Therefore, cannot be president, should not have served as a U.S. senator for the last 3 years. That's a fraudulent service. Also, should not have been able to serve in the state senate. Also, that all the campaign contributions and everything that went on are illegal and fraudulent. And he knows his status. You know, people tell me how smart Barack Obama is. I said, how smart can he be if he doesn't even know where he was born? But I'm being a little facetious because he knows where he's born. He knows his status. And this is really outrageous conduct.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right, Phil. And again, if the Supreme Court is serious, they're going to at minimum say, we demand you, state government of Hawaii, deliver us the vault copy with the full details. Let's at least get that out of the way, and then let's investigate the Indonesian side of the whole thing. And that is what we demand. That is what they're there for, right? We've had people are asking these days, What is the Securities and Exchange Commission for? They don't do anything. Well, in this case, it's the Supreme Court, and this is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to look after the Constitution. I guess if no agency is specified, the task of being the watchdogs and guardians of the Constitution goes to the Supreme Court, right?
That's correct, and hopefully the Supreme Court will take it. People say the Supreme Court won't take it because they're fearful that if Barack is not seated as president, that there'll be riots in the streets. You know what? People have died. Thousands of people have died over the years protecting our U.S. Constitution, protecting our Declaration of Independence. And it's outrageous that the court might not hear this case for that. Because if there is any responsibility on this, it falls back on one individual, and that's Barack Obama. He knows his status. He knows his situation. And it's really outrageous where we are at this time.
And, of course, he would bring that bad conscience into the presidency if he ever came. And, of course, as has been pointed out, blackmailable, because foreign intelligence agencies know this. The U.S. intelligence agencies know this. The guy's blackmailable six ways to Sunday and, therefore, can be made a puppet of whoever has this information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So What I am doing here, and I'm doing this to enforce our U.S. Constitution for the benefit of the over 320 million people in this country. And I'm standing firm on it, crossing party lines, and I think that it's outrageous what has gone on. It's outrageous. I wish I could sue the national media because they really have fallen down. They have not properly vetted Barack Obama. They could ask this question. They haven't done it. The court system, I'm praying that they do something right. But I will continue my efforts even after inauguration, if nothing can stop before that. After, I will continue my efforts because as the president at that time, he would be usurping powers because he will be an illegal president. If I'm wrong, Barack Obama, produce documentation to show that I'm wrong. But since you haven't up to this point, I believe you cannot produce it because you don't have it. You have a copy of your birth certificate, I'm sure, showing you're born in Kenya. And you have either that certification of citizenship showing you're naturalized coming back through immigration from Indonesia, or I believe you don't have it. And I think we're all being wrong. I think there's out-and-out perjury going on here because I think his real name right today would be Barry Sotoro if he hasn't legally changed his name since that time.
All very good points. And, again, the silence is deafening from the Obama camp. Not just put some hoped-up document online, but open that vault copy in Hawaii, allegedly, if it's really there. Let everybody come and see it, news organizations, John Q. Public, anybody who's interested. Why not? And my line on this always is, if you want to be president, you have no secrets. You want to get your hands on the thermonuclear button, you're not allowed to have secrets, so we want to know where you were born. That's a legal requirement. So let's thank Phil Berg for the tremendous job you've been doing all during, especially the second half of 2008. The website, once again, ObamaCrimes.com, ObamaCrimes.com. Contributions are needed and letters are needed. I'll just repeat the letter stuff once you get off the line, Phil. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year to everyone.
And see you next week, as always.
Sure, thank
okay?
You.
We'll have an epiphany next week for Obama.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye. So look, that's Phil Berg, and again, deserves everybody's support, a real fighter, a great voice and a great cause. Just to repeat the names, the Chief Justice of the United States, John G. Roberts, David H. Souter, S-O-U-T-E-R, David H. Souter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, G-I-N-S-B-U-R-G. We'll give you the rest of these in just a minute, so you can write them down. If you're beyond the reach of the Internet, you can still send in a valid paper copy to the Supreme Court. Back in a minute.